Welcome. My name is Kyle Rosenthal, and today this is the Microsoft Virtual Academy session on hard link migration of user files and settings, which is part of the migrating from Windows XP to Windows 7 series of the in the Microsoft Virtual Academy. As always, my Twitter account is on there, so if you do want to ask any questions, then feel free to send me a tweet. Today what we're going to be looking at is expanding on what we've already known about USMT. So if you haven't seen the previous video or the previous session on USMT, I'd encourage you to revisit that before you go diving too deep into here. The reason being because we're assuming that you know a lot of what we've already discussed within that USMT session. And so we're going to look at a specific methodology for USMT, which is the hard link migration. And we'll try to understand how hard link migration works, and also look at what sort of benefits it is that we might use and where we might put this into place. So just as a quick summary of what we've previously looked at, within the previous session we discussed user state migration as having two main tools that were available to us, two main parts of USMT, and this is USMT 5.0 is the latest version. It does come as part of the ADK tool set. And so we discussed that there was two types. There was a scan state and load state. And scan state was the one that actually scanned the original machine, and load state then was took that a data that had been scanned and stored and put it somewhere and loaded it on. Now, one of the things that we as a key reminder is that in order for load state to work, we have to already have all the applications and that sort of thing installed. So as part of your migration process, you have to make sure you keep that in mind, that we're actually going to do that process to be able to do to make sure that we've got the actual content sitting over the applications and that sort of thing, sitting already on the target box. And we discussed that there was a few different migration files that we could use. There was a MIGAP, MIGDocs, and in particular the MIGAP, MIGDocs, and config XML, as well as some custom XML files that we could create to exclude or include particular files that weren't part of the default settings. But when we were discussing before, what we were discussing was the idea of putting this away somewhere else. So having it on a foreign machine that we loaded on, a foreign server that we loaded onto. So we actually put this across onto a server, and then had sitting on that server the data that we then had to copy up and then copy back down again. And the idea of that, or one of the things that we noted with that, was that meant that there was potentially some fairly hefty delays, as well as that there's actually some storage issues potentially. If we've got a lot of data that we're wanting to retain, that we might need to then have sitting on a server somewhere, and have to retain it for a period of time. So that's where the idea of using the hard link migration comes in. Hard link migration negates the idea of having to do this part here, the USMT store. So what we do is we actually get rid of the USMT store as such. We don't have a secondary storage location put that to, so whether that location being an external drive that we plug in, or whether it be a network location somewhere, we don't have to worry about that. So instead, within hard link migration, what we do is we effectively create connections to to the data that exists on the file itself, like on the desktop itself. Okay, and basically what we do is we just take advantage of the fact that NTFS, as a file system, knows all of the files that exist. And and therefore we actually have different locations, that NTFS knows where the files are actually located. So what we're doing is, rather than taking a copy of those files, what we're doing is we're actually pointing to the file. So we're just keeping a record of where the actual files exist. And basically, as I said, it's just taking advantage of the fact that NTFS is actually an intelligent file system. So rather than actually making copies, we're just simply making copies of how to get to the file. So the file itself, or the storage, the information we're storing, exists only in one location, we don't make a copy of it. It is important to remember that, because if we start going through and deleting the files, then we're obviously going to be deleting the files. So just bear that in mind, that we kind of want to keep a whole, like, you know, we don't want to do a deletion as such in order to be able to do our migration. So any of the changes that we do, you know, basically always reflect in the same place. And the reason being because, as I said, we're just pointing to the location. We're not actually doing a copy. We're pointing to the location where it exists. Okay. Now, what the main difference between this and USMT is that standard USMT is that we're not having to make that copy. Because we're not having to make that copy, it is a very fast process. Essentially, what it is that regardless of how much space you have, it'll still be around the same amount of, how many files you've got, it'll still be around the same amount of time that it would take to be able to find the data. So, as I said, it becomes a fairly quick process. The commands to be able to do this really is exactly the same as what we've had previously, you know. So in other words, scan state and load state. The difference is that with the scan state and load state, what we're doing is we're putting we're gathering all the state into a hard link store, and that hard link store effectively just simply has the information that says this is where the files exist. Okay, so therefore, when we do the load state. The load state, all it's doing is just simply taking that information and linking it back in again. And so the only difference between, say, you know, using scan state that we've done previously and load state that we've done previously is really just the switch of hard link. Okay, now with hard link, it then gives us the ability to then create the hard link and therefore put it into that hard link store. There is another utility that's mentioned on here, the usmtutils.exe. Now, this is actually quite a handy little tool. What it does is it gives us the ability to be able to create to verify stores. So, say for instance, even if we were doing a traditional type of USMT migration, rather than having to pull it down to check to see if it actually worked, you know, if the transfer worked properly. What we can do is we can run the USMT utils, and there's a switch that we've got to be able to do a verify, and that can then use that to be able to verify that the file actually copied properly. But in this case, we can use it to be able to delete the hard link stores, and the idea of that is that we can then have it so that once we've created the hard link store, again, the files themselves still exist. What this does is just simply remove the folder which contains all the information about where the links are. Okay, so this is what we would do after we've run the load state, when we bought everything back into place. And the idea is, like, this becomes effectively a protected folder, the hard link store, because we don't want it to be wiped out as we start applying the new operating system. So just sort of, you know, that's the reasoning for it. So basically, what it does is it just simply points to the same location on the disk. So when we've got, you know, say for instance our JPEG file, our PST file, our PowerPoint files, we create a link, those that we put into the hard link migration store, and then when we go to run load state, we then relink everything back up again in the new environment. And effectively what it does is, it's like USMT is intelligent enough that it then puts it into the right location. So what I mean by that is that, say for instance, if we started off with, you know, say for instance you're doing a translation, a migration across from Windows XP to Windows 7, under Windows XP, the folder structure of the user data is different than it is under Windows 7. So we've gone from having the My Documents, which sits under user C users and the username and My Documents. Now it's called Documents under Windows 7. In which case, when we do our transition across, USMT automatically translates for us to the right folder, so that then it puts it into the right place under the Windows 7 version of the operating system, which makes it really quite a smart tool to be able to use. So why do we do this? Well, simply because it's fast. And the more data you have, the faster it gets. As you can see here, it's a fairly hefty increment to be at, if we're doing a file copy, as we start getting up to, 14 gigabytes of data, the migration time, and this is all, kind of an example bit of data, because it will depend on network activity. It'll depend on the connection speed to the network, the disks, etc., as to what's going to be, how high that file copy process is going to take. But yeah, the example we've got here, about 14 gigabytes of data, it'll take nearly 26 minutes to be able to have that migrate across. Now, if we take that same amount of data and just simply do it as a hard link, then you're looking at around, just under 5 minutes to be able to have that happen. Now, the reason it's so fast is simply because all it's doing is gathering the information and then putting it into one location. Then putting the links into one location. So we're not actually making copies of the data, which therefore means we also don't have to have multiple copies of the data stored and therefore have to deal with. So that's a really good some really good reason as to why to use this. Now the other reason that we might put this into place is just simply if we are doing this as a PC refresh, so therefore if it's sitting on the same machine, this is the ideal way to be able to make sure that the data doesn't leave the actual box itself. Now, that is an important thing to note though, and it's probably obvious, and you've probably, you guys have probably worked this out already, but we can't use the hard link migration if we're moving to a new computer. Okay, and the reason being, because obviously with hard link migration, we're not creating any copies of it of the data. So therefore, all the data itself will still exist in the same single location, on the older machine. So therefore, if we're moving from old machine to new machine, we can't use hard link migration. But certainly, if we are running from old machine, if we've got the same machine, we're just refreshing the OS on it. So we're going from Windows XP to Windows 7, but we've still got the same physical box. Then that's where we could use the hard link migration. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to open up a machine, show you just the essentially what the command line looks like to be able to get the hard link migration put into place, and yeah, we'll go from there. So let's have a look now to see what that looks like for the hard link store, and it really is just simply a matter of opening up a command prompt. Now we have to have had installed, as before with USMT, we have to have installed USMT so it is ready to go. And then simply run scan state. And whereas before we did scan state and we put this up onto a shared location, as we've said, we're going to put this into a folder. In this case, I'm just going to call it hard link store. Not going to make anything complicated here. I'm just going to say auto, and basically with auto, it's just going to make sure that it uses all the defaults for settings, for configuration, for the config XML, for the MIG app and MIG user XMLs. And again, if you want to dive a little bit deeper into those, if you haven't seen the previous video on this or previous session on this, then make sure you go into that. And this is the secret. So simply hard link, and then the location of that hard link is then going to go into where we've said for the location of it to be. So see hard link store, and we're also going to put into there, as always, a log file. So because we always want to make sure that we do a log just in case something does go wrong. And as I previously discussed, really the main reason that something's going to go wrong is just simply if you actually typed it wrong. Or alternatively, if you haven't put this into the right directory. So let's make sure that we put that into the right directory. It's not a path command after it's been installed. You could certainly path it though. there's our scan state now, so if we rerun that command, there we go, it's now running. And what we could do is, you know, we could open up the hardlink migration log file. If you compare this to how fast our migration was previously, it's a lot faster than what it would be, and this is only really a small set of data. If we're running this on a larger machine, or like a machine with a lot more data into it, then it would certainly be taking a lot longer in order for that to be able to take, if it was copying up into central location. That's a thing. So let's have a look now into our hardlink migration store. And if we have a look into there, what you'll see is very similar to what we've seen previously in USMT. And then we have all the files. We've got the location of everything that's on the C drive, basically what's being copied up. Now, the idea of this, as I said, is essentially that we are now have a record where things exist through NTFS, where it exists on the drive, so on the physical drive, as opposed to in the operating system. And then to bring it back, as we've discussed before, essentially it's just a matter of using, if we go into scan state again, into our USMT directory again, and then now if we run load state, and this is what we would do at the end of our process. So after we've wiped the machine, start again with the new operating system, loaded all the applications on, we've then come into here and we would then use load state, point it to the location of the where our hardlink migration folder is. And I've become too lazy with my typing there, so let's just speed up that process. So hardlink store, and then it's got no compression turned onto it, and we would then call out slash auto again to be able to do it. Run that, and that would then load all the files back in. Again, I would generally be doing our log, and the reason being because again we're going to be wanting to see what the result is and see if there's any issues or errors. And then once we've finished doing the load state, so once we actually run that, we would then run the USMT utils.exe, and that would be then remove the directory and remove the hardlink migration directory, and that would then remove that entry. So that's the full process. So scan state with the hard link, switch onto it, load state with the hard link, switch onto it, and then USMT utils to be able to pull it back in again. And easy as that. So that, you put together with it, what we already know with regards to USMT settings, means that we've got a really powerful local tool in order to be able to do all of our configuration. So moving on then, just in summary, we've had a look at hardlink migration. We've discussed the use case for it, and remembering that it's only if we're on the same machine that we're putting it in, and particularly if we're using a lot of data to be able to do that transfer. And the benefits, main benefits, are the time that it takes to be able to do a migration, because rather than having to copy all the files somewhere and then bring it back down again, we only have the files existing once in a single location. Some useful links for you. So hardlink migration on TechNet. So there's just some further details about hardlink migration and how it works. And in particular, there's actually some really good documentation on doing a Windows XP to Windows 7 hardlink migration, contained on that link there. So in summary, with the session, don't forget that there are other options or other places to be able to get further information as well. There's certainly all TechNet with all of its technical content and evals that you can download. In addition to that, there's also the IT camps that are available around the world. So just make sure that you log on to the IT camps website, and you'll be able to see if there's one coming to a city near you. And then finally, of course, the Microsoft Virtual Academy, which is where you get the courses such as this to be able to bring you up to speed with technology that you can use and in ways that become fairly useful for you. Thank you very much for your attendance. My name is Kyle Rosenthal, and I'll see you in the next session.